Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. If you know anything about me, if you know anything about this program, you know I am here for America's team, the Cleveland Browns. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns. We are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Browns. He had 3 receptions, 48 yards in Sunday's win over Houston. More than 1,200 career yards, 9 career touchdowns. He was an All-American at Colorado State. He was the 172nd pick back in 2016. Cleveland is 6-3. They're at home against Philadelphia on Sunday. Rashard Higgins joins us. Rashard, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, boss. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you on. Listen, I know you're getting ready for Philadelphia, but I've got to get you, if you don't mind, to take me back to Sunday's win over the Texans. What was going through your head when Nick Chubb broke off that run late in the game and then stepped out of bounds right before the end zone?
It's funny you say that. I got a lot of people asking me the question, would you have scored that ball on that run that Chubb stepped out on the one? I said, definitely. I definitely would have scored. We definitely would have been walking the red carpet. But you know what? That goes to show you what kind of guy Chubb is. You know, he knows the situation. He knows the down and distance. He didn't want to put any exclamation on the win. You know, he just stepped out on the one, and he was victory over Houston.
That's a great response by you, starting with that laugh. Like, Rashard, that was then. You've all moved on. But the way you laughed when I posed that question, like, how many people have asked you about that? And generally, how do they ask the question? What do they want to know? Like, what the hell was he doing?
Definitely. Another thing they talk about always is, man, Chubb messed up my fantasy points.
Oh, yeah.
And all this. And it's like, man, as long as we win, that's all we care about, you know?
You know, exactly. It's not only that, it's like the fantasy team, it's the guys who got down, the guys who gambled. I thought that Kyler Murray had an amazing statement when he was on Twitch and somebody hit him up with, man, you guys didn't kick that point after that, cost me $2,000. Kyler hit this cat with, quote, unfortunate, bro. Unfortunate, bro. I thought that was such a great line. Like, you guys are doing your job, man. The scoreboard, you're supposed to win the game, and you did. We're talking to Rashard Higgins. There was also a great moment in the third quarter of Sunday's game when you were on a route and the DB committed PI, and you made sure to point that out to him. I thought that was great, too. What was going through your head on that play and then after that play?
You know, had a little inside fade route. I believe it was on Vernon Hargraves, and I did a hell of a job of selling it. You know, he had minor contact, but it was contact on that play. And, you know, I'm just out there having fun, doing what I love to do, and doing it with my team. We were winning. We were up, I believe, 7-3, if I'm not mistaken, 7-3 or 10-3, one of those. And, you know, we're winning, just having a little fun. That's all it is.
I like it. Rashard Higgins is joining us. Now, you guys have won games that have been low scoring. You've won games that have been shootouts. Like, what's it say about this team that you can find different ways to win no matter how that game is going?
It shows that we got a lot of resiliency. You know, Coach Stefanski does a hell of a job of preaching us, telling us that things might not go our way sometimes. You know, there might be times where we might be down or we might be up, but just stay consistent. You know, stay with the game plan, keep a level head, and things will go our way at the end of the day. You know, look up at the scoreboard in the fourth quarter and see where we at and where we stand.
Rashard Higgins is my guest. You know, something else that strikes me about this team is it's like there's so many different guys that step up at different times. For instance, one week it might be Baker Mayfield. Another week it might be Nick Chubb. You've got all the weapons in the receiver room. As an example, in that Cincinnati game, Odell goes down early on with a season-ending knee injury, and then you go off for 6 receptions, a career-high 110 yards. How much pride was there for you in the way you stepped up in that moment?
No, I practice my ass off, you know, and when my moment comes, you know, I always thought of myself having that moment, you know, and it so happily happened when Odell went down, and here it was. You know, it presented itself, and I stepped up to the plate, had full confidence, and I did what I've been doing all my life, and that's play football, catch the ball.
No, sir. Not only, it seems to me, do you practice your ass off, you interview your ass off. Man, I got so much respect and appreciation for somebody who can come on the program, be in the moment, and enjoy the conversation, man. Good on you. Props to you. Props to you. I appreciate that. Sincerely, as somebody who hosts this show now for a long time, I like that.
Hey, listen here. I'm big on energy. My mom always tell me, give off energy you want to receive, you know, and that's how it is in life. So I'm a firm believer in energy.
Oh, dude, I love that. I love that you're a firm believer in energy. That is so good that your mom told you that, man. Give off the kind of energy that you want to receive in return. That is great. Like, what else does moms have? What are some other things that she taught you, man? I love that.
I appreciate it.
What else did she tell you besides that?
Just keep working hard, you know, work hard and just never give up. I've been one of those, growing up was hard, and making it to the NFL wasn't so easy as it may seem, you know. I did my thing in college, and coming to Cleveland, you know, I've been around the 0-16 team. You know, we won 1-15, and I seen it all. You know, I seen a lot of players come through here. I seen different coaches come through here. You know, and at the end of the day, it's how you carry yourself. You know, how you carry yourself, how you go in, day out about your business, and I try to be about my business day in, day forward.
Listen, we're talking to Rashard Higgins. There's a lot in that answer. Like, you have seen all that. I mean, you've been there. I was going to ask you about that. You've been through the 0-16 season. You've been through the 1-15 season. You've seen the coaches come and go. You've seen players come and go. You're still there. Having gone through all that, having endured all of that, man, what's it feel like to be 6-3 and right in the middle of the playoff fight, given everything you've been through and seen?
Listen, I can tell you, it feels a whole lot better than being a 0-8 right now. You know, just having that feeling of being 16, whatever right now, we know we not done, you know, and I feel like for a lot of guys that's been here last year and the years previous, we know that at any moment things can go south, you know, so trying to stay consistent is a big thing to us, head down and just keep moving forward, you know.
I do know, Rashard. I mean, as much as a guy like me could know, yeah, I do know. You know, going back to that game against Cincinnati, you had the really memorable catch in the fourth quarter on that game-winning drive when Baker hit you down the right sideline. Is it true that before that play, you told him to look for the back shoulder, and he said, quote, to hell with that, I'm throwing the ball down the field, and you're going to go get it, end of quote. Is that how that went down?
That's definitely how it was, word for word. We was in the huddle. I said, Baker, look, be ready for that back shoulder, man. He might be on top of me. The hell with that, he said. I'm throwing it down there, and you're going to make this play. And I made the play, and here we go. DPJ with a touchdown, game-winning touchdown.
So what's that say about his confidence that he has in you and the chemistry and connection the two of you have on the field?
That just goes to show you that he believes in me. You know, he believes in me, and I believe in when he's down, I try to pick him up, and you know that's just receiver to quarterback relationship. You know, we have a special connection that everybody loves to see, and we love to show it off on Sundays.
Rashard Higgins joining me for a couple of more moments. We're just chopping it up. You also have a great nickname, Hollywood. And by the way, you got to have a lot of game and a lot of it to have a nickname like that. And I think that you've got both the game and the it to back it up. Who dropped that on you initially, and how do you feel about that nickname?
The guy name is Chris Sampson. He was my little league coach back in Dallas. I played for the Muskie Hawks, and I was a little flashy kid. You know, I was flashy. I had the swag. And scoring touchdowns, you know, landing the big hits on defense, and he named me Hollywood. He named me Hollywood. The name stuck around, and here I am, 26 years old, with a nickname Hollywood. You know, with a smile that brightens everybody's day up.
Absolutely. And in the NFL, living the dream. Listen, it was announced this morning, before I let you go, that Myles Garrett is on the COVID list. He's going to be unavailable to play on Sunday. Knowing what he has meant to your defense and the huge season he's having, what was your reaction to that news?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, just knowing that we can't have our brother out there, I think, for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what? It's time for somebody else to step up. You know, just like when Odell went down, I stepped up to the plate. Somebody else got to step up to the plate and do the job to the best of their ability. You know, here it is, an opportunity for someone, and it just presented itself. So we'll see who fills those shoes Sunday.
Hey, Richard, one last thought, because you mentioned Odell. Like, I have no idea what that would be like, but what's it like? It's business. It's a next man up league. But if you guys are brothers and you're out there and you're sacrificing, you're paying the price, and one of your brothers just goes down like that during a game, and you know what they're dealing with, right? They're going to go away for a year, and they're going to have to rehab, and that might be a part of the business. But what's that like to just pick up and keep moving after seeing something like that happen to your brother?
It was hard. It was hell of a hard moment, you know, going back into that locker room during halftime and watching John Odell for, I believe, 2 or 3 years, and just seeing something like that happen, seeing him put in the work in the off season, him manifesting his goals of what he wanted out of this year, and you know, he's very passionate about the game, and for something like that to happen, you never want that to happen to a brother like yours, you know. Heartbreaking moment, and I mean, it's not much more I can say about that. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts like that. He is a wide receiver for the Browns. He played his college ball at Colorado State. He was an All-American there. Cleveland is 6-3. They're at home against Philadelphia. He is Rashard Hollywood Higgins. I have no idea why it took us as long as it did to come together, but, man, I am so happy we did. Promise me we'll do that again. Great to have you on the show, and you crushed that, Hollywood.
Jim, I appreciate you for having me.
I appreciate you very much, man. Thank you so much, Rashard. Great job. You made the show so much better. That's all I've ever asked of anybody. Can you elevate the program? He just did, with the right energy. He's a big energy guy. God, I love that. I love that. If you have the right energy, you will attract certain things. If you have the right energy, you can attract certain people. What a great message. What a great interview. This is why they're freaking America's team and they pump me up so much. Right there is America's wide receiver. And America's quarterback is throwing him the football.